The Good Village Cemetery is in a lesser-known part of the Preston area, and that's fine by Rhonda Funmaker. She says for years the Funmaker and Good Bear families have taken care of the cemetery, even though they lost the deed long ago. She says for more than a century, many traditional Ho-Chunk burials have taken place in the cemetery. Funmaker says she's worried that if the Adams County Board hands the site to the Ho-Chunk Nation, more people will learn of its location.
Having the publicity of that cemetery being there, we've kept that a secret our entire lives. This has really put that cemetery in danger. Archaeologists will come in, treasure seekers, or people that know that they can place those artifacts on the market.
Funmaker says she and other relatives need to be a part of any discussions involving the cemetery being placed under tribal jurisdiction. She says issues already exist with a neighboring landowner who's blocked access to Good Village and set up deer hunting stands on some of the monuments. She says on one occasion the man tried to prevent the funeral of a Ho-Chunk elder. Tribal leaders calmed the landowner down, but there have been other incidents.
There were several traditional women that came back to our village site crying and upset because they were turned away from that burial ground. One human being should not treat any human being like that when they're in mourning and they're trying to intern their loved one. It's just unconscionable.
Meanwhile, members of the Adams County Board and Ho-Chunk Nation have expressed support for tribal ownership of the Good Village Cemetery. Tribal officials have been trying to find burial sites across the region for decades, since many Indians lost them due to resettlement or confusion over property taxes. Both parties say if the transfer happens, it may mark the first time a Ho-Chunk cemetery has been returned to the tribe. A resolution to do so was tabled recently for an attorney for the Funmaker and Good Bear families, but will be revisited next month. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.